By the way, to the Sayyid Mishtalech. So he came to the Sayyid Mishtalech, the Sayyid which is supposed to be sent by Azazel, the Samach Shteyod of Allah, and he placed his two hands upon it, and he's Vada, and he said Vidui. But Kacha Yoyman is there, he used to say, Oh, Nashem, Avu Pashu, Chotu Lefanecha, there's sin before you, Amcha, basically, so your nation of Israel. On Hashem Kapir, it should be on a Bashem, of course, on a Bashem Kapir Nova Goymer, it's the Yushalam, he said previously, the second time he said, on a Bashem, in the name, as opposed to Hashem, the name. Tani Bar Kapara Avu Pashu Chotu. Interesting, Bar Kapara says you said Avu Pashu Chotu, but you don't mention Beis Yisrael. Shlola Haske Gnuin Shisrael. In other words, not to say that the Jews are sinners. So you say, on our shame, you know, Avu Chotu Pashu Lefanecha, whatever it is, Kapirna, without saying to, without specifying the Jewish nation. Ad Masu Yuchaya, till when does the Sawyer have to stay alive? The Sawyer Mishtalech. So says Gemara, Ad Bekil Michaper Sakodesh, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. You have to, has to stay alive until you complete the order of the, until you complete the order of that Vaida, including the Vidui. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ad Shasa Vidui, up to, but not including the Vidui. The Vidui is not essential, according to him. All right, you could have to do. You just need to, in other words, basically, to have the Sayyid Hashem, Sayyid Lazazo alive until such time as you have completed that vote at the Sayyid Hashem. You're prepared about to do vidui. If it drops dead, then that's okay. He doesn't actually have to remain alive for the vidui. Al Dait Rabbi Yehuda vidui back. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the vidui is essential. So that's why he must remain alive until after the vidui component. Al Dait Rabbi Shimon and Avidim Akhi, the vidui is not essential. Manafik Pineon, what's the difference? Shochu blow vidui if you sent it away without doing vidui. Al Dait Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tzorch Lavi Soyer Akhi, you have to bring another goat. Because the vidui is essential. I died to the Rabbi Shimon, going to Rabbi Shimon, and to the Rabbi Shimon, and to bring another goat, because the vidui is not essential. After parking, so too, the same thing is true about the bull, where there were two viduim, right? There was a vidui for Aaron and a vidui for the Kohanim. Shach to blow vidui, if you shach to blow vidui, I died to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and to the Rabbi, you have to bring another par. Because there's no need to bring another part because the vidui is not essential. Okay, now of course Nisvada v'shochto, what happens if you did the vidui and you slaughter the bull, not the sorry, lazos, of course you don't slaughter, right? V'nishpach adam, and then the blood spilled. Okay. Now, of course, v'atomer tzorich levi parachir. You have to bring another bull to do the avodas inside, right? Tzorich lizvados ola pam shnio kfar yotze vidui sharishon. Well, do you have to do a second vidui? Because this is the part for which you're going to do the matan adamim. Or do the first vidui was enough, right? It's obviously a very basic question. Of course, Yushabi doesn't answer basic questions. Similarly, we can ask a question which we're not going to answer. Ap b'soy mishalech kein. The soy mishalech, if it drops dead too early. Tzorech lahagula pam shnia, do you have to do a hagrola a second time, or kfar yotza bagrelo sharishon, or do you to have to do a second lottery, or do you ready yotze at with the first lottery? Now this is talking about, of course, if it died after the soyer lottery, I'm assuming, if it died after the soyer, you already did that votos, and in the middle, right? You already did the Sar of Osar Hashem, and all you're lacking, say, is the Vidui, according to Rabbi Shimon, who requires it. So at that point, you have to do another Hagrola, right? We learned before, the Sar of Hashem dies premature to all that voice, and of course you need another Hagrola. But here already, the Sar of Azazel has been extant for some time, right? And the Sar of Hashem, you're not going to do a new Sar of Hashem, right? So therefore, it's a question, we have to do a new Hagrola just for the Sar of Azazel. The Yushalmi leaves that as an open question. Okay? Masul Mishu Malicho. So he gave it to the guy who's supposed to take it. Hagok Shein Malicho. Everybody can take it. Elishosu Konim Gdolin Kva. The Kohen Gdolin made a permanent custom. They never let a regular Jew take an only Kohen. Omri Biosir said, Maisa Malicho Arslo Mitziporin. Once there was a case where the guy took it whose name was Arslo from Tziporin, Yisrael Hoya, and he was a Yisrael. Now, I remember. from somewhere. I don't know if it's called from the Zohar or somewhere else. Maybe it's in the Bavli, but I don't think so. They always chose somebody who had to die that year, because the person who took the Sarah Mishtalech would not survive the year. That's what I remember from somewhere. I don't remember exactly where it's from. It's not in the Ushami, so I don't know where it's from. But there is such a Agadita. Okay? In any event, B'shach B'yad Ish, it says, send it in the hands of man. L'achshir Sazor means the Zor is okay. Iti, it should be timely. Share Asid. Yeah, meaning in the room. Do we have me? Okay. Mishilch biyadish. Start with the Gemara again. Mishilch biyadish. Lachshus hazor tells us that any zor can do it. Iti means timely. She asidi should be prepared for this task. Iti shem mezuman should be designated for this task. Or it's going to ask. It's the same thing. Iti ap b'shabbos timely, even if it's on Shabbos. Iti ap b'tuma, even if it's Tomei, even if there's Tumut or Betzibu for this. Ask more, Lohu Asid Hu Mezuman, isn't Asid destined for this task? Mezuman selected for this task, aren't the same thing? El Shloi Shachana Biyad Shnayim. Rather, one of the E.T. also means that he is only one person. You shouldn't send it in the hands of two people. Now, two people doesn't mean two people simultaneously, but rather you shouldn't take like a relay race. Give it to somebody else to.
He should do the whole thing.
He should do the whole thing from beginning to end, right? Shulchan biyad shnayim. What if the you did it in the hand of two different people? In other words, the first person gave it to the second person. Maushi tam begadim. Now the person who takes the soil, his garments become tummy. He becomes tummy. His garments become tummy. This is called like paradumat. Mitami, the person who does it. So what about the second guy who does it? Is the first guy the only guy who comes to me, or also the second guy, if you did in fact say it to the other fellow? So it says, let's hear it from here. It's a bright, so it says, Hamishaleach, the person who sends. Lo Hamishaleach, it should be Es Hamishaleach, not one after the other. Because really, even though you take it all the way to a cliff, you're Yotze if it just, you would just take it right outside Yerushalayim. So therefore, the second guy is superfluous, and that's why he's not matami begadim. He's not essential to the process. Adam Raz teaches us shilchah biyad shnayim ain't matami begadim. Send it one, then in the hands of another one, it's not matami begadim. Barach. Now, what if the animal fled? Now, this is an interesting thing we're going to see later on this Talmud, that after the days of Shimon HaTzadik's death, so the animals no longer cooperated. Once they left Yerushalayim, they just fled away. They didn't want to die. So since that's the case, what if the guy was taking it out and then it fled? So it depends. If barach derech halicha, if it fled from him in the right direction, matam begadim. So he fulfilled his task. He's matam begadim. If derech hazira, if the animal fled from him in the wrong direction, going back to the Beis Hamikdash, ain't a matam begadim. It's not matam begadim. He's not matam begadim because he didn't carry out his task, right? Shalos harbelezer, das harbelezer. What's the status of Shliach got sick and he sent it in the hands of somebody else? Arbalem, so he said, Kachtu b'shalom, may you never get sick. Okay, then he answered directly. What if the animal got sick? Can you pick up the animal and carry it? Arbalem, so he said, The animal was very strong. In other words, again, he didn't answer. He said, the animal was so strong, it could carry me and you together. Tachyo v'lo meis. What if you push it off the cliff and it didn't die? Armeland, so he said, can you oive Hashemayim? Don't worry. What happened to him, so should happen to the enemies of heaven. So he didn't answer any of the questions, just evaded all the questions. So a very famous thing about Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer wanted to push them off. He never said things that you didn't hear from his Rabbeim. Rabbi Elazar only said things that you heard from his Rabbeim, and this he never heard, so he didn't want to say over the answers al das atzmo, so he just evaded answering the questions.
Now, in case the Tsar does run away, they have to have another
go roll? No, once it runs out to Yerushalayim, it's fine.
So what about the
Vidui? The Vidui is inside. Even the video we saw his opinion, Rabbi Shimon holds the video is not makiv. So even that's a machlokas. Certainly once it left Yerushalayim, that's fine. You don't need any more than that. So now, Chachomi did answer the question. Chomrim, chol ha-shliach, if the shliach got sick, mashachu v'yarachir, could send in somebody else's den. Chol ha-mishtalech, if the goat got sick, markiva chamor, you can bring it on a donkey. Dachi of lomeis, if you push it and it did not die, yored achra miso, you got to go down the cliff and kill it. Kol yomim shoyet shimna tzadi kayim, as long as Shimon Tzadik was alive, loya magil machti sahar, the goat would not reach halfway down the mountain, achinase evorim evorim, until it broke apart into separate limbs. Mishimei Shimon Tzadik, when Shimon Tzadik died, hoya barech lamidbar, then the goat would flee to the desert, asrikin, and bandits ochino, so would find it and eat it after Yom Kippur, I hope. But in any event, it would not get killed by going down the cliff. Now, there are a few things that are called Emmashir Shimon Tzadik. Was alive. Hoya girl Shoshem Ola Bimin. The girl Hashem came up on the right hand. Mishemei Shimon Hatzadik. When Shimon Hatzadik died, Pam Biyomim Pam Small Sunday came on the right hand, sometimes on the left hand. Kol Yamashir Shimon Hatzadik Kaim. So Shimon Hatzadik was alive. Hoya Nema Ravi Dolik. The western candle base of Mikdash stayed lit all day, all the time. Mishimei Shimon Hatzadik, when Shimon Hatzadik died, Pami Kava, Pami Dolek, sometimes it stayed lit all day, sometimes it went out. Kol Yamashir Shimon Hatzadik, Kayim, Zon Shimon Hatzadik was alive, Loshin Shilz Horis Malbin. The red thread used to turn white on Yom Kippur. Mishimei Shimon Hatzadik, when Shimon Hatzadik died, Pami Malbin, Pami Malbin, sometimes it could become white, sometimes it remained red, according to the Korban Eid, it might have even gotten redder, because their sins were so bad. Kol Yamin Shere Shimon Hatzadik Chayim, Hoya Orem Arochem Mizgaber V'Ole. The fire of the flames of the Korban Mizbeach would rise up and become very powerful. Mishal Yunosim Shnei Gezer Eitzim B'Shabbos, once they put on the two logs in the morning, Lo Yunosim Kol Yom, they needed not to put on any additional logs the entire day. When Shimon Tzadik died, so then Toshesh Kol Shomai Rocha, the power of the flames was diminished. They did not refrain from putting wood on the fire the entire day. Kol Yom Mishar Shimon Tzadik, as long as Shimon Tzadik was alive, there was a bracha on the two breads of Shavuos of Lech Apanim and the 12 beds every week. Each coin got a kezayis. V'yeshem she'ochlin, was saying some people ate and were satiated from the kezayis. V'yeshem she'ochlin, some people ate mosirin and left over because there was such a bracha in that bread. B'shemei Shimon Tzadik, when Shimon Tzadik died, nila bracha m'shtei lechem lechem ha'poin, the bracha was taken away. V'yonayvel kol echem 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 ad ke'afun, each person got a pea size, and therefore it's doing the people who were modest, they then would refrain from taking gargaronim, and people who were ravenous, hoyposhes then would stick out their hands. Maisa b'koyin echo b'tziporin, it was a maisa z'rin koyin and tziporin, so it was so ravenous. Shenot al chelko v'chelek chaveru, took his portion and the portion of his friend. V'yanikra ben afun, he was called pea brain, ben afun, son of the pea. Ad ayom hazeh, until this day, shedovin amar, and afun, a pea in Aramaic is chimtzeh. And in fact, the Bavli calls him Ben Chamtzon, and it's a play on the following pasuk. David says, "Shomer David, Elokai God, paltenim miyad rasha, save me from an evildoer, mikaf meavel v'chometz, from the hands of the of somebody who's evil and somebody who's a chometz, somebody who is a grabber, a chaper." So therefore, they call him Ben Afun, which either means the son of the pea, or ben in Aramaic ben chimtze, which means also the son of a chaper. Tani, we learned that Abayim Shonat Shluchar Beis Hamikdash for the last 40 years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The western canal always went out. V'loshen Shoros Madim, and the red thread always became redder or remained red. V'goros Hashem Ola B'small, and the lot for Hashem would always come up in the left end. And they would lock the doors of the Hegel in the evening, and they wake up, and they would find them open. as a sign that the doors are inviting the enemy into the Beis HaMikdash. Amalo Rabbi Yochanan Zakai, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakai said to the Heichal, Heichal, lomata mavilein Heichal, why are you frightening us? Yodim anushar sov chalichor, we know that you're going to be destroyed. Shnema, psach levonot lo secho, we know that there's a sign, levonon, which is the Beis HaMikdash, is called lavnun, open your doors, v'tochal eish baro zecho, and fire will come into your cedars. We know this is a sign, but stop frightening us. For 40 years, Shimon Tzadik was the Kohen Gadol. Last year, he said to them, this year I'm dying, we had earlier in the Masechta, that he saw a figure of a black image, you know, entering the Kachin Kachin with him, and he knew that it was a sign of Avelis, because he was going to die. So they said, Laminim, Acharecha, we're going to point after you. So he said, Arei Nechonion B'nil Fnechem. Nechonion is known in the Bavli as Chonio. And you have my son Nechonion. Ho Chuminas Nechonion. So they went and they appointed Nechonion. Mekinei Bo Shimon Achim. Shimon, his brother, was older, was jealous. Valach, so Shimon went, and Hilbisho Unkla, he put on him a leather tunic, the Chogot Tal Tal, and wrapped him in a decorative belt, which was really what women wear. It was kind of a woman's garb. And Amalan, and he said to the other Kohanim, Ru'uma Nordalava, so look what my brother Nechunyon promised to his beloved. I mean, he said, L'chshamish b'chul l'gdol, he must have said to his beloved, when I serve as Kohen Gadol, Abish Nekla Shalacha, put on your tunic, Vakor B'tzalto Shalacha, and I'll put on your belt. In other words, he made it seem that that his brother Nechunyon was going to go wear these garments, which obviously belong to a woman, into the Beis HaMikdash and do that avodah in that fashion, and that clearly was a desecration for romantic reasons.
This is where the Sfarim get this notion of naming the son after the father. There's two Shimons.
Oh, it's a good point, right. I didn't even notice that, right. So Shimon and Shimon, that's right. Good point. Okay, Badkos HaDvarim, so they want to check it out and see if this is true. V'lo Matzu, also they couldn't find the Chunyon. Amun, they sent Mishom Barach Lahar HaMelech. From there, the Chunyon fled. He fled first to Haramelech, Mishon Barach Alexandria, then he fled to Alexandria, Va'amaru Vanasham Izbech, and there he stood and built himself an altar, and that's called Mikdash Chonyo. That was a rival Beis HaMikdash. And Vikar Lovis Apostolus, and he tried to bring a proof that his practice was correct from following Pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, Bayomahu, on that day, Yer Mizbech Lashem, there's going to be an altar for God, Vesoch Eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. Now, says Maravareit for in Kavachomer. There's a Kavachomer here. Maim Zeshabarach Minasrara, this Nechunyon who fled from his office in Yerushalayim. Ruhech Nachzar, look how much he pursued it when he got to Egypt. But so, at the end, Mishu Nichnas, if he had actually entered into the office of Kohen Gadol, Alachas, and served, much more so would he have pursued this when he left Yerushalayim. Now, the problem with this story is that, obviously, in this case, Nechunyon was innocent. And they just tried to get him on Trump to, you know, frame him. So it sounds kind of unfair. So, Tani, it's the Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir, lo, ki elamino is Shimon. The opposite. Shimon was pointed to be Kohen Gadol. The Kinebo Nechunyon Achiv, and Nechunyon, the brother, was jealous. V'alchlu Bisho Nakla V'Chagro Tzal Tzal. And then Nechunyon tried to frame Shimon, right, by putting him into these garments of a woman. Amalei Ruma Nodal Avoso B'chulei. And V'hech Kadmaya, and then the story continues as previously. So the thing is that in this case, Nechunyon fled. It's still Nechunyon who fled, right? But in this case, he fled because he had tried to frame his brother. not because he was innocent, but rather because he was guilty. And umayim mishal lo nichlas asura, if this guy in the chunyon who never was kohen gadol, ruhu echesi es yisrael l'akum, see how he brought Am Yisrael to avodah zarah, not really avodah zarah, but obviously to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a Beis HaMikdash in a foreign land with for vinyan karbonos. Nishu nichlas, had he entered to be the kohen gadol, nalach v'yotze, and had to been compelled to leave, alach es kam v'kam, how much more so would we have expected him to do this terrible thing?
Comment about
the Sarah
Mishtaleach during the first
Beis Hamikdash, whether they cooperated, I don't know if we had a Messiah on that, right? Never, to the best of my knowledge, it doesn't. We assume that it did cooperate, but I don't know if we have a Messiah on it.
Again, there was someone who was
shy. Certainly towards the end of the period, yeah. I don't know. No clear. We have not that I recall, at least. Yeah. No evidence. It's a good question. The Kevasos, Lama Dalet, the Kevasos, Ilumineh Bavliim. They used to make him a ramp because of the Babylonians. Shumatash and Besaro used to pull his hair. They would say to him, Tovetzei, take the Sawyer and get out of here, take the Sawyer and get out of here. Because of the Averus, which are represented. Yoki Yerushalayim, the nobility of Yerushalayim, Hayu Mulavino, so they would come here. At Sukkah Rishonah to the first Sukkah. Yud Sukkos Me Rishonah, the first tide on the way. There were 10 Sukkos, Me Yushalayim, from Yushalayim, out of Sukkah until the cliff. Tishim Ris, and they span the difference of 90 Ris. Shiva Mechtel Chol Meal, 7.5 Ris in every, 7.5 Ris in every meal, which means that there were 12 meal altogether. Okay? So I'll call Sukkah v'Sukkah, and when he came to eat Sukkah, they would say to him, "Are Mazam, Are Maim? Here's food and here's water." And Umulavino, so Misukkah v'Sukkah, and they would come in from Sukkah to Sukkah, Chutz Min Achron Shabbayin, except for the last one. Sheinu Magi Atzmo l'Sukkah, you do not go. They do not go with him to the cliff. The reason is because the cliff is actually 4,000 amos from the last Sukkah, not 2,000 amos. So it was beyond Chum Shabbos to them, even though they could have made an Eruv. But they didn't make an Erev. So they stood, El Omed Mirachok, they stood from a distance, right a meal away, Roes Maisov, and they saw what he did in pushing the animal down the cliff.
Did he have to lead? He couldn't lead the goat. He'd have to.
Oh, he did lead the goat.
He had to pull him without supposed to
do that. Why? This is part of that Avodah Sayom. So he's allowed to. He had a leash, yeah. The goats will get away in the second base of Mikdash, but theoretically he would lead. Isaiah, those learned that it wasn't a ramp, but rather kavash gufo. They made him some sort of shield to wear, because the Alexandrians would pelt him, you know, to say, get out of here, you know, like they would stone him. Isaiah, kavash marash, those who say it was a literal ramp in order that he should be able to leave Yerushalayim higher up than them so they shouldn't pull his beard. Amar Achia Bar Yosef, Alexandra Yomim, it was really not the Babylonians, it was the Alexandrians who used to do this, but we call them Babylonians because we don't like Babylonians anyway. But Alexandrian Oyomini said, Mosai at them, told him, Sakakola, Banu, how long are you going to leave this iniquity with us in order to get out of here and take these Averis with us? Yakir Shlaim Yum Lavino, so I'd Sukkah Mishonah, you're coming into the first Sukkah. Tani Milan, Esa Sukkos, Besoch, Shnemus Armil, according to our Mishnah, there were 10 Sukkos within 12 mil, Divir Amir. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Rabbi Yudah said, a different version, it's a typo here, which means not Eser, but rather Tesha. Tesha Sukkos B'Soch Asar Mil, there are 9 Sukkos, and 10 Mil is a shorter distance. Rabbi Yossi Omer Chamesh, he says there are much less, there are only 5. The Kulin Ayideh Erev, and they're all by Erev. In other words, they would accompany, each group of elders would accompany him 2,000 Amos, right? But they can accompany another 2,000 Amos, so they can make an Erev Tchumen. So if you only need half as many huts, instead of needing 10, you only need 5, because each set of elders are accompanied 4,000 amos by a native tchumen. Now, Amar lo Eliezer b'ni, v'chein amar li Eliezer b'ni, so Rabbi Yossi says, Eliezer, my son, said, Yochanan al-Sosan Shtayim, truth is, you don't need more than 2 huts. Because of an Eruv. Because the way it works is that you make the first hut 4 mil away from Yerushalayim. Because the people in Yerushalayim would accompany him two meal, right? One meal they could go anyway, another meal they make an Erev Tchumen. And the people from the first Tzad, some people from the first Tzad would have made an Erev Tchumen to go two meal back towards Yerushalayim and bring him from there to their hut. And other people in the same hut would have made an Erev Tchumen forward to accompany him the next two meal, right? And that way you already covered six meal, right? And then the people at the second hut would have made an Erev Tchumen to come back two meal. That's eight meal, right? And then the people in the next hut would have made an Erev Tchumen to go forward another two meal, right? Ten. So you can get 10 meal between two huts and cover the whole distance, okay? I don't know if they actually did it, but the point is you didn't actually need 10 huts. Even two would have sufficed, okay? About Kosu Vesukha and each and every Sukha, he came to Omer Lo, we say to him, Hare Mozom Vare Maim. Here's food and here's water. Not that he needed it, they never needed it, but rather Yapos is Kocho, to give him more strength. Lomo, why? Shein Yetzar Atoriv El Adavashu Asalo. Yetzar only desires something which is forbidden for it. Kada, like a similar like a case, Rabbi Mona Soliglavak, Rabbi Chagai, Rabbi Mona went to visit Rabbi Chagai Anim Kippur. Davatoshis, Rabbi Chagai was weak. Amar Leis, Rabbi Mona said, Tzachina, I'm thirsty. Amar Leis, Rabbi Mona said, so Rabbi Chagai said to him, Shusei, you are permitted to drink. I guess he told with Sarkora. Shav gave an achasle, so Rabbi Mona went downstairs. Basar Shah, so Gabe, a certain time, bad later, he came back to Rabbi Chagai. Amar Leis, so he said, Rabbi Chagai, Mavat, did you drink? Mavat, what happened to your thirst? So he said, contrariously, when you permitted me to drink psychologically, my thirst went away. Because, you know, I was only thirsty because I couldn't drink. Once I could drink, so I wasn't so thirsty anymore. That doesn't work with caffeine. In any event, Rabbi Chia Barba, having Mishtoi Hodenuvda, Rabbi Chia Barba said another story. Chad Barnasha Malach Bashul, a certain person was walking in the marketplace. According to the carburetor, Pnei Moshe was on Yom Kippur, but not necessarily. Mashbiach says it wasn't. His daughter was with him. His daughter said to him, Abba Tzachyona, I'm thirsty. Amarle, so he said, Orchin Sivchar, wait a little bit. Again, Amarle, Abba Tzachyona, I'm thirsty. Amarle, so he didn't give her a time, he just said, Orchin Sivchar, wait a little bit. Umeisa, she died. Okay, so the moral of the story is, if you know that when it's coming, then you survive. But if you don't know when it's coming, even if it's just they just tell you wait a little bit, since it's open ended, it's a very dangerous thing. Rabbi Acha kad mafani musar yacha, when it used to turn to Musaf in the afternoon of Yom Kippur, have a amar kumeir, and he used to say in front of the assembled multitudes in shul, Achenon, our brethren, mandi islay manik. Somebody who has young children, literally nursing children, but it means young children, Yezel Beginei should go home because of this child and make sure the child eats. So, Mashbiel says, we see, even then they were in shul all day on Yom Kippur. And therefore they have to be sent home to feed the kids. Okay? Umayo said, what would he do when he got to the cliff? Cholak Loshon Shel Zoris, he split up the red thread. Chetzio kosher b'sel, half it he tied to the rock. Chetzio kosher ben karnav, and half it he tied between the horns of the sawyer. The dochul achorav, and he pushed it backward. Nitzkal gvirot, it would roll down the mountain. Le'em agil machti sar, wouldn't get halfway down. Achu nase vorim, but before it became splattered into limbs. Bav yashav lo atach the sukkah chorav, then he came and sat under the last sukkah. Achu tach shok until nightfall. Me'em osai metam yukodim. From when is he matame is closed? Bishiyata chomasu chomasu shalim. The minute he leaves Yerushalayim, Shiromer mishas the chiyasu tzuk. From the time he pushes it off the mountain. Okay. Barishonu kushim asel b'chamu seim. Originally, all the Jews in Yerushalayim, I guess, or maybe throughout Eretz Yisrael, would tie these red threads in their windows. V'yeshman shiromar, v'yeshman shiromatim. Some of them would turn whiter and some of them would turn redder. But you must buy Shinelu Melu, right? And everybody was embarrassed. I mean, at least the ones whose ones remained red. So they started tying this thread only at the opening of the Hechel. However, Yeshonim Shayom Shayom Malbin. Bishoyim Shemadim. Sometimes go white, sometimes remain red. So that was, you know, also difficult for them to see. Chaz Bekashu Asobisel, so then they put it on just on the rock by the where they push it off the cliff, so people wouldn't have to see. Stephen says, let us go and test out the matter, etc. Right, it says, right? Means even I have so many sins that they're like, it's like the amount of years it takes to walk between the heavens and the earth, which is a lot of sins. Nevertheless, kashel yalbinu. Nevertheless, they become white like snow. Yaisa mikat. If it's worse than that, and of course there's a symbolism there, right? Because Averus can break the connection between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you can still do tshuva properly and make the sins white. But if the Averus have done worse and they've damaged you spiritually, that's what it means, that they exceed the difference, the distinction between Shemayim and Aretz, then of course it's pretty bad for you. And even if you can get rid of them, it's only Mikan Yukatsemer, you, they won't become completely white like driven snow, but they'll only become pale like wool, which is not completely pure white. Okay? Rabbi Shulman, Imu Chatoichem Kashonim, if your Chatoim will be like the years, Kishnei Ovas HaRishonim, in other words, like the amount of years of the Ovas HaRishonim, then of the Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Kishel Yalbinu. It's interesting, the amount of years of Ovas is more than the amount of years between Shemayim and Aretz. The amount of years between Shemayim and Aretz is given as 500, the amount that it takes to walk in 500 years. The total sum of all the lives of all the Ovos is 502 years. So obviously that's even higher madrega. In other words, even if you damaged your relationship with the Shamayim, you damaged yourself, right? But still, it means the Averus are more severe than what coming out the Shamayim. But still, as long as you still have a Shaychus to the Avos, right? It's Chus Avos of Rami Yitzchak Yaakov, that can overcome the difference. It's only once you've transgressed the even greater sum of Averus, two more, right? Two more years, so to speak, that at that point, forget it, we can't make you white anymore, pure white, we can only make you partially white like wool. Now, what else has the gematria of 502? You just told me this the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Har Haman and Baruch Mordechai. The famous chat, the Chayiv Inishlim Sumi Puriyad Loyadim and Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai, is until you can't tell the Cheshbin that both Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai are 502. Now, it's interesting. I don't know what the correlation is, but the years of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov taken together is the same number, 502, as the Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai. So you have till next point to think of a pshat. Gives you a long time, but there must be some correlation there. Okay.
I don't know that 500 is the number between.
It's given elsewhere. In Masechta Brachos, I think it's given as the difference between Shemayim and Aretz. It's not. It's obviously a symbolic number, right? Because it exceeds all 400, right? It exceeds the alphabet, right? Right. So that's the symbolism of the number. But in any event, that's not given here, of course. They'll still become white like snow. If they're redder than that, like a worm, then they're going to only be like wool. I don't know, not everybody learns this way, but to me it's Pasha. It's like the Gilead of Fry means in the first base of Mikdash, they achieve greater kapara. Or Yishona means in the first base of Mikdash. Yimadimu katoa katsermiyu, that's Besheni, that's the second base of Mikdash. Okay, second base of Mikdash, they didn't have such great kapara. Rabban Amri Bizmach, Amrosa Shon, the Kifi Shonov, very interesting carbonator. He says, when the Averus are a person like his years, katsermiyu, that the carbonator changes the gears and says, if they're kafishonov, then they'll be kashel galbino. If they're more than that, then they're katsemer you. What he means is like this: avanos shonov pishonov means youth, younger people, are more prone to aveiros of taiva, right? Because they're youthful
hormones,
right? So if it's aveiros, let's say a youth sins in matters of taiva, so then he can achieve full kapara, right? Like the snow, because his aveiros are kafi shanav. But if you have a dirty old man who's sinning the same sins as the young guy, forget it. Because at that point, obviously, his rishus is very, very strongly entrenched, because the kafi shanav, based on his years, he shouldn't have the same typhus anymore. If he has them, means that there's much more rishus there, and therefore he can only become like wool, not like snow. Okay? It's a nice pshat. I don't remember anything like that ever in the Bavli, but that's your Shami. Okay. Now we get back to the hard stuff. Fortunately, we're not going to do very much of it tonight. Balo Eitzah Sabar. Not hard, just not a goddess anymore. Balo Eitzah Sabar. Comes back to the par. Veitzah Sawyer and to the Sawyer Lashem, and they're both dead now, of course. They've both been shechted. And it's rough, and now they must be burnt. Koran, so you rip them open. Botzias and Rehmi, take out the Murim. Nas and Megas, you put them into a tray. The Ektina Gaim is back, you put them in his back. Kolamaklos, you tied the carcasses, the now slaughtered and emptied carcasses, on Bemaklos, on sticks. Latinum Beis Asreifa, and you sent them out to be burnt in the Beis Asreifa, the place out of Yerushalayim where these carcasses were burnt. Now, the people who bore these carcasses, they also became Tomei. Like the people who took the Sari Mishtalech. From when? Mishiyetsu Chomas Azara, once they leave the wall of the Azara. Once they leave, actually, the wall of the Azara to go out of Yerushalayim in order to bring the stuff to be burnt. Rav Shimon Omer, no, much later only, Mishiyotis or Bruman, once the fire has consumed the majority of each of the carcasses taken out. Bolo Eitzah Parvachule. And it comes back to this bull. Anatina Bolo Eitzah Parv Eitzah Sawyer Anisrafin. So we learned in our Mishnah over here that he comes next, the next stage is he comes to his bull and to the goat, which now have to be burnt. However, East Tiny Tiny, there's another Brisa which says, Bolo Kohen Gadol Likros, at this point he went to Lane. He went to Lane before getting to the burning of the Sawyer. So Amrei B'chinei Chema said, Krom Asayim Misnisin. It seems like the Pasuk is in line with our Mishnah. Because the Pasuk says, Am Shalech Zesor La'azazel, the person who sends the Zesor La'azazel, Yechabes B'godov, he should wash his clothes. Okay, that's the person who sends the Zesor La'azazel. Maxi Yavaseh would say immediately afterwards, Vesparach Hatos Vesir Chatos. So you go back to the par and the Sawyer of the Chatos. So it means there's no Kriya mentioned in between, so it sounds like Kriya does not come in between. Armando said no. I feel Kehain. It can even go like we said. Kehain means not Kohen, but Kehain, like this. Kehain the Tanya Barrio, like that which we learned in the Tana Barrio, the external Brisa, meaning that we learned in the Brisa that the Kriya of the Parasha comes in between at this point. How so? How can it even work out? Hi, it sounds from the Pasuk like we're going immediately from the Sawyer La'azazel to burning the Sawyer and the Par. The Sawyer La'ashem and the Par. So it says, more no, it's like Ka'anash the Sagbi Tveri Tziporin. It's like a person going from Tveri to Tzipori. Adu Butveria, even when he's still in Tveria, Armin, they say, but Tziporin Uyasiv is already on his way to Tzipori. And this is important. The way I would touch it up, a little carbonate, not unfortunately say differently. What it means is that when you go from Tveri to Tzipori, there's cities in the middle, right? There are cities in the middle between Tveri and Tzipori. But when a person leaves Tveri, even before he left, the person's on his way from Tveri to Tzipori, people say, oh, he's going to Tzipori, right? And that's because that's the next major stop. So to hear the Pasuk doesn't describe the minor stop in the middle of Kriya Satora, right? It just describes the next major stop, a major step in the process, which is to go from the sending of the Sawyer La'azazel out to go to the burning of the Sawyer La'ashem and Sawyer La'azazel. But Ein Achinami, there could be Kriya in the middle. It's just not mentioned because it's not as significant as the starting point and the ending point, so to speak, the bookends of which surround the Kriya Saparsha. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Zirkon, I'm sorry, Rabbi Zirkon Amar, that Rabbi Zira Shaw, Rabbi Zirkon said Rabbi Zira asked, Pineis from Sirin Israfim, the Pineis from Sirin Israfim, Shenitmu, they became Tomei themselves, the carcasses somehow became Tomei, Maushi Sarva Kamitswasim, do we burn them in the normal fashion? Now, the question is like this: if an animal became Tomei, a normal animal became Tomei, any animal became Tomei, before it was to be burnt outside the base of Mikdosh, and that's usually the Par Helim Dover and Par Mashiach, which are brought also, their blood goes inside, because any blood which goes inside, so the carcass and the animal is built, burnt outside the Azara. It's an interesting concept. If the blood is burnt, if the blood is not brought inside, but it's done on Mizbeach HaChitzon, so then the carcasses are not burnt outside Yerushalayim. They're burnt in the Azara itself. Similarly, if carcasses become Tomei, even the carcasses of animals which went inside the Kodesh, they're burnt in the Azara. They're not burnt in the special designated place outside Yerushalayim. So Shaila is, what happens if the par, if Yom Kippur became Tomei? Right, the carcass, not the korban itself, the carcass. So where do you burn it? Do you burn it outside Yerushalayim, as is its mitzvah, or do you burn it in the Azara because it's like anything else which became Tomei? So it says, Mar Matzvi Cholei, what's the question? Tab Lamedei Ralph. When do we ask the question? Shenit Mulifne Zrika, when it became Tomei prior to Zrika Saddam. Which the carcass became Tomei prior to Zrika Saddam, right? So of course, in that case, the question is, where you burn the carcass? Because Im Nitmu Achar Zrika, if they came Tomei after Zrika, Korein Erlobim Mordo Ap B'Shabbos. At that point, it got the status of being a bona fide korban. So then its status is that it's even Doicha Tuma. Right? It's Mordo, it's the proper time Ap B'Shabbos. Mordo Ap B'Tuma. Mordo means the proper time of Tuma. And therefore, right now, we would say Tuma Trebatibur. Again, since you started the process and you slaughtered it, and you got that far, you became Tomei, we say Tuma Trebatibur, and you can go burn it in the normal location, right? However, our Shaila is Duquesne Tomei before Zrika. So then, what's its status, right? It hasn't yet had Tuma Hutra Batibur applied to it. So we say, nevertheless, we burn it in a proper place, or we burn it now in a place in the Azara. So it says, Mar Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, but the Eda is up. And now, all the Mefarshim put in, the Lace Ksiv Bahon Bemardo. Doesn't say b'mardo by them. Doesn't say make it b'mardo at its right time, which means even b'tumah. Late shmami no klum, by them we cannot derive anything. Meaning that if they become tummy, their carcasses become tummy, even after Zrika Saddam, you can't burn them in the Torah place out of the Shalim, a specially designated place. Why? Because burning a specially designated place implies too much of a tzibur. Because the specially designated place is a place of tahara. It was a tar place. It's called a makom tar. So to burn something tummy there can only be permitted in the context of tumah utra b'tzibur. Tumah utra b'tzibur is talking about a case where it says b'mohado. It says do it at its proper time, even if it's Shabbos, even if you're tummy. That doesn't apply to par koyim moshiach, par elim davar. There, if people are tummy, just wait till it become tar. There's no mohado. It's not a proper time. And therefore, there, even if it became Tomei Achar Zrika, after Zrika Saddam, you can't burn it in the Torah place. Right? It has to be burnt where in the Azara. Okay? On Ramana said, Lomis Mana Rabbi Yossi Rabbi. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi did not refrain from Kayim Hacha. Right? From saying the same thing by Parakoy Moshiach. In other words, that they both in other words he says that Rabbi Yossi my Rebbe would say that Par Kor Mashiach also, or Par Eda, if he became Tomei after Zrika Saddam, he'd burn in the Mokum Tzar, because then already, like, it's a Maskum Mitzvah Omri Lo Gemor, right? He started doing it the right way and got beyond Zrika, which is the ultimate Kapara, so then he just finished it, even became Tomei in the Mokum Tzar. V'amalei. And the Girsi here, according to the Korban, should be that Rabbi Bun Bar Chila said to him, no. Said to him, Kiyem bepar Mashiach ve'eda. He said that by par Mashiach and Eda, by par Mashiach and Eda. I think I got it backwards. Sorry. The way Amalei my lomisar yosikim hocha means he learned that even the par, not the par, not that he learned that there's no difference that the other direction, not that the par eidim par koy Moshiach lachar zrika. Remember what I said before. I think I learned it totally wrong. I apologize. Just forget. If you have not yet forgotten, forget already what I said before. What I meant to say is this. Rabbi Yossi said that the same is true both by Par Koy Mashiach and Par Eda and Par and Sar Shom Kippur. They become Tomei. Then you burn them all in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, you don't say too much Rabbi Tzibur on this aspect. Too much Rabbi Tzibur would allow you to burn them in the Torah place. You don't say that. You burn them all in the non-Torah place, or I should say not the non-Torah place, but the place designated to burn non-Torah korbanos, which is in Nazara, and you don't bother taking them out. That's how mother said name Rabbi Yossi's Rebbe. But lo mitzvah Rabbi Yossi's Rebbe kiyem hacha. Va'amarlei, sorry, boom barachia said to him, kiyem bepar Moshiach veda, you misheard. He only said that we don't say too much Rebbe Tzibur and by the Par Koy Mashiach and Eda. There he said that they get burnt in Azor if they become Tomei. But if the Par of Yom Kippur and the Sar of Yom Kippur become Tomei, then too much Rebbe Tzibur because it says Moado, and then you can burn it in the proper place outside Yerushalayim as if it was still Tar. Okay? So that's so he said, and so there was a machlokas exactly what Rabbi Yossi said. I will stop here for this evening, but I did want to point out I did make a mistake last night, and a minor one, but a mistake nonetheless. I realized it when I was praying Bavli for today, but I didn't get to there in the Bavli. If you take a look back on Lamed Aleph from the base, we said there. At the top, those have to be, you have to properly outside the big day zav, he doesn't matter. It makes no difference. Now the change of gears is carbon 80, he changes gears to be big day love on the outside, right? But I said that Tosefta and others still have the gears as it is in front of us, big day zav. And I said that means that even that anything done even in the big day zav outside, you have to do it in the proper order. But that is not true. It means not anything done to be dissolved outside, but rather the avodas of Yom Kippur outside. Okay, in other words, if you did muffed up the order of the Chveis, the Tamid, and the Hatava Saneiros, and the Ktores, that doesn't concern us even on Yom Kippur, right? You can change the order, it doesn't matter. The only matters vis-a-vis the special avodas of Yom Kippur, which were done, and then I could say, even those special avodas of Yom Kippur, which were done in big days of outside, they're ma'akev the order to be done. But it's not the avodas done by the regular avodas of day to day, which just happen on Yom Kippur to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Those can be done out of order, and it's not a problem. Okay? That's it for this evening. Before your eyes glaze over completely.
I'm going to finish.
There's a bad
sign. Dino.